Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Qatar's prime minister said on Wednesday negotiations for a ceasefire deal between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas were stumbling. Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdurrahman Al Thani also called on Israel and Iran to reduce escalation and avoid the region falling into a new cycle of conflicts. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled his plan to fund Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies, and it has high-level backing. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The House's hard right flank is not on board, but President Biden is, saying he strongly supports Johnson's plan to push for votes on three packages for Ukraine, Israel, and Indo-Pacific allies, plus a fourth bill with other foreign policy items. Populist conservatives are furious over the idea of funding Ukraine at all, and Johnson risks losing his job. But lawmakers also heard from the Pentagon top leaders about the need for immediate aid to Kyiv. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen called it inexcusable Wednesday that Republican policymakers in the House of Representatives have delayed aid for Ukraine as it fights for a third year against Russia's invasion. Speaking after a bilateral meeting with Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal in Washington, Yellen stressed U.S. assistance is more critical than ever as it impacts Ukraine's ability to fight and deliver essential services. Shmyhal stressed the importance of U.S. financial support, saying Russia was determined to undermine Ukraine's economy. Many finance ministers were meeting in Washington this week. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has launched a new effort to tackle America's drug overdose epidemic, VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias reports.
About 100,000 people die from drug overdoses each year in the United States, most from opioid use. To combat the epidemic, the White House has announced a nationwide call to action named Challenge to Save Lives from Overdose. The initiative calls on public and private sectors, ranging from education to transportation, to increase training on and access to a medication that can reverse an opioid overdose. It's called Naloxone, also known by the brand name Narcan. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
In the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, some parents are finding it hard getting vaccines for their children. Healthcare providers report that vaccines have been in short supply for several months, leaving thousands of children unvaccinated. Zanim Nedi Zadi reports from Goma.
In the town of Butembo, vaccination programs have come to a stop. The head nurse of the Makasi Health Area, Kambale Wangahikia, confirms they're missing several vaccines, such as the one that fights pneumonia and helps children fight coughs. According to officials from the Beni Health Zone, which oversees dozens of hospitals in the region, over 1,000 children are waiting to be vaccinated in several towns in the Beni and Butembo region. Zanem Nchizaidi, VOA News, Goma, in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Brazil is bracing for what may be its worst ever coral bleaching event as extremely warm waters damage reefs in the country's largest marine reserve. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay has more.
Sea temperatures have smashed records in the last year as climate change intensifies the El Niño phenomenon that normally warms the globe every 6 or 7 years. The world's corals are now suffering a fourth mass bleaching event in 3 decades. Some had hoped Brazil's reefs would be spared as they were during previous events. But huge swaths of corals have turned bone white along Brazil's vast Atlantic coastline, and the issue is threatening the region's tourism and fishing revenues.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay. The World Bank has significantly scaled up its ambition to connect Africans to the electricity grid by 2030 from 100 million to more than 250 million, the bank's president said on Wednesday. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.